For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Kindergarten registration for Dothan City Schools opens Monday. Children must be 5 years old by September 1st to register for the 2024-25 school year. Parents must have their child's birth certificate and an up-to-date Alabama immunization certificate or blue card. A link to get the process started can be found on our website. Officials at the state of Alabama's Office of Information Technology have confirmed that several state government websites were the subject of a denial-of-service cyber attack this week. A statement from Governor Kay Ivey's office says there was no data breach, but the incident resulted in slow response times for many state websites. The Geneva County Board of Education has announced the next head football coach for the Bulldogs. Al Gilmore will serve as the next football coach and athletic director for Geneva County Schools. Gilmore has spent the last 6 years as an assistant with the Elba Tigers and has worked with other Wiregrass schools before that. As spring approaches, city leaders and enterprise are reminding residents about the lawn watering schedule. Odd-numbered street addresses can water on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Even-numbered houses can water on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. There is no sprinkler use allowed in enterprise on Sundays. A full list of rules can be found on our website. The state of Alabama reaching a multi-million-dollar settlement with two opioid distributors. It'll receive $220 million as part of the deal. Cardinal Health and Cencora were sued for their part in the state's opioid crisis. The case was resolved after more than a year and a half of litigation. Spring break season is here, and AAA has prices in Alabama on the rise. The statewide average for regular gasoline is at $3.11 per gallon today. That's up 2 cents from last Friday and 15 cents more than just a month ago. Dothan's average went up by 6 cents from last week to an average of $3.14 per gallon. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.